and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is A Matter of Life and Death. Based on St. Paul's words from the book of Romans chapter 6, these verses. We have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too may live a new life. We are no longer slaves to sin, because anyone who has died to sin has been freed from sin. I encourage all of you here to open up your worship folder to take out the blue insert upon which you will find the sermon outline, and notice it's a two-sider. So hold on to your seats. Dear friends in Christ, especially those who were just baptized and those who will soon be welcomed as new members of the church family at Trinity Lutheran Church, and of course, everyone that's here. Have any of you ever had a near-death experience? An experience in which you came close to being killed, or you came close to dying? I can think of at least one experience in my life. I was working on my doctor's degree at the seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It was in the middle of winter. I was studying very late at the library. It was coming close to midnight. They had to kick me out of the library. I had to drive back where I was renting a room a few kilometers off campus. To get there, I had to drive down a fairly deserted road, down a long hill. It was snowing. It was dark. It was bitterly cold. No one else was on the road. And on top of the hill, I hit a patch of black ice. And my car began to spin completely out of control, going downhill, around and around and around. There were large trees on both sides of that road, and I knew if I hit one of those trees, my car would be wrecked and likely I would be killed. It happened so fast, I only had time to shout out a quick prayer, "Help me, Jesus." And I believe that by God's loving hand, my car missed every one of those trees and came to rest in the clearing just feet from a huge tree. After taking a deep breath and shouting thank you to God, and then a quick woohoo, I got back on the road and made it to my destination. It was indeed a near-death experience. It was frightening. I never want to go through that again. And normally when we think of a near-death of experience, we think of a bad thing. But today, I want to talk about a near-death experience that's not only a good thing, it's a thing all of us today can celebrate. This near-death experience for all of us comes through faith. Faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And this faith comes to us in two basic ways. One way is through the hearing and studying of God's Word as the Holy Spirit works through that Word to create faith in our hearts. The other way is when that same Holy Spirit works through the miracles of the waters of baptism to create that faith. And today, we're celebrating both of these ways as we welcome people through the waters of baptism and welcome those who took 14 weeks of instruction class as God's Word created saving faith in their heart through the power of the Holy Spirit. But today, we want to particularly talk about baptism. Your baptisms that perhaps happened a long time ago and the baptisms that happen today. And we want to talk about baptism today as each of our near-death experience. As we think about baptism today, notice your sermon outline. We're going to take a look at a lot of sayings, popular sayings, that either use the word death or dead in the saying. And these sayings will help us appreciate anew the idea of the new life that God gives us through the waters of baptism. The first of those sayings is this: dead and buried. The picture that comes to mind is a gravestone in a cemetery that has the words on it, "Here lies Joe Jones," or "Here lies Ming Chang, dead and buried." On the gravestone may also be printed the date of the person's birth and the date of their death. And we could say the same thing about the place where you were baptized, whether here at this font or another font in another church building. Here at this font of baptism, you were killed. You were buried. Your old sinful self was put to death and buried with Jesus as He was buried after His crucifixion on the cross. But here also at the font of baptism, you came to life, resurrection life. Your old sinful self rose from the waters of baptism, cleansed from sin and death, given a brand new life of eternity with God in heaven. And this brings us to a second saying about death. Notice your sermon outline. It's a saying you often see in old cowboy movies, movies about the Wild West. And the saying is, "Wanted, dead or alive." The words "wanted, dead or alive," often in these cowboy movies, would appear on posters or signs with a picture of the person's face drawn out of that poster the authorities were looking for. And anyone who saw the wanted poster, dead or alive, would know. There would be a great reward for them if they brought this person in to the sheriff and they could bring him in either dead or alive. The great thing that St. Paul teaches us from a passage of Romans 6 today is this: through the waters of holy baptism, God wants us dead and alive. He has told us in our baptisms we are dead to sin, but at the same time given a brand new life in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now God knows, oh how God knows, that as long as we are alive on this earth, we are both sinner and saint. We are indeed sinners. Those who disobey God's law and break His holy commandments. But we are at the same time saints. Those whose sins have been washed and forgiven, cleansed by Jesus' blood at the cross. And our baptisms declare this as well. In fact, the Bible paints a very vivid before and after picture of our lives, of what it was like to live without Christ and what it means to live with Him in our lives. Before Christ, we were separated from our Heavenly Father because of our sin. The Bible describes us with these three very unflattering characteristics before Christ. It tells us, apart from our Lord Jesus Christ, we were spiritually blind, spiritually dead, and enemies of God. But when we're united to Christ by the waters of holy baptism, we are given spiritual sight. We are given spiritual life. And God calls us His beloved friends and children. And now, we sinners whose sins have been washed can boldly approach the holy and almighty God and say with a loving heart, "You are my Abba, my Papa, my dear Father in heaven." The next saying, look at your sermon outline, I want to talk to you about, is a saying that many couples speak at weddings. And boy, was there a huge wedding here yesterday. This saying, a couple speak to one another. And the saying is, "Until death us do part." This saying declares that the husband and wife promise They will be faithful to one another and to Almighty God all their lives until the days of their lives are ended. These words are a pledge that only death will separate them. But the wonderful news about our baptisms is this. In baptism, Almighty God says to you, I pledge to you my faithfulness. I am your Father. You are my beloved daughter. I am your Father. You are my precious Son. Nothing can separate us, not even death. In fact, for the baptized child of God, the only thing death does is bring us closer to our Father in heaven as we see Him face to face for all eternity. But we can also see in baptism, though the main point is God's making His pledge of faithfulness to us, in a lesser way, a far lesser way, we are making our pledge to God as well. We are making our pledge, dear Lord Jesus, that I will be faithful to you my entire life through. This is a pledge that parents make for their children. This is a pledge that young adults make. And adults make when they are baptized. You say at baptism, Lord, I'll be faithful to you unto death. As long as I live on this earth until that day when you take me home to be with you. Today, let's consider just one last saying. It's on your outline. Can you find it? It's a saying that you hear in horror movies. Ha, ha, ha. The saying is, the living dead. No, we're not talking about those people who fall asleep during the sermon. That's not what we're talking about. I don't see any today. Wow. We're talking about, in far-fetched horror movies, the living dead are called zombies. The make-believe creatures who are dead, but somehow continue to walk around. And often it's humorous, they're portrayed as not even knowing that they're already dead. Let me ask you, on a more serious note, do you know that there are people today who are walking around breathing, eating, working, and playing, and they don't even know that they are spiritually dead? They are people you see every day at the store, in the neighborhood, perhaps in your extended families, who are walking and talking, but at the same time are spiritually dead and apart from God. Now, as we said earlier, we're all sinners. Yet those sinners, apart from faith in Jesus Christ and apart from the waters of holy baptism, are spiritually blind and spiritually dead. Forever. In a powerful movie from a few years ago, we were introduced to a Christian woman. She was a Catholic nun who dedicated her life to United States prison inmates who were on death row. These are men and women whose crimes have scheduled them for execution, the death penalty. In this movie, this woman spends the last days of life with a man who's sentenced to die. And as this man is being led from his cell in shackles down that long pathway to the place of execution, the prison guards shout out a common saying for all to hear, "Dead man walking! Dead man walking!" And this indeed was the title of the movie, Dead Man Walking. Well, apart from our Lord Jesus Christ, we sinners are all dead men walking and dead women walking, destined for God's wrath and eternal punishment. But today, as we consider God's love at the waters of holy baptism, we see in a powerful way how God transforms us from dead men walking into His beloved children who will live with Him forever, dead to sin, but alive in Christ, who loved us all and gave His life on the cross to pay for our sins. your sins and mine. Apart from Him, we are dead men walking. But with Him, through the waters of holy baptism, we are dead to sin and alive in Christ forevermore. Quite a few years ago, I took a special class and I learned what's called CPR. Joan, you know what that is. Cardiopulmonary resuscitation. I just love big medical words. Let's say that again. Cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Often it's called a life-saving class. One is taught how to push on the chest and breathe into the mouth of a person who's fallen, not breathing, and maybe dying. How many of you here have ever taken a CPR class? Oh, that's pretty good. If I get wound up some Sunday and you can, okay, give me some help here. Well, can you imagine? Can you imagine knowing how to perform CPR and saving a person who is dying and bringing them back to life? But can you imagine standing idly by, watching a person die, or walking by, even though you know CPR and you could save their life, but you took no time for them and they died? Why would we not save someone's life if we could? Well, I ask you today, why would we stand by or walk by when we see people who are dying spiritually, who are dead men walking? My friends, God has given to us, given to the Christian church, the power of His holy word and the powers of the waters of baptism through which He saves people for all eternity. This power is also called CPR, but it's called Christ-powered resurrection. May we as a congregation and as individuals use every opportunity we have and every resource at our disposal to share that word and bring people to this place where God's word and His wonder of holy baptism continues to save sinners from an eternity apart from Him. My dear friends, it's a matter of life and death. In the name of Jesus, amen.